Welcome back to Earn Your Hunt Podcast! Oh my god, I'm good at fucking intros. I am driving fucking as fast as I can. I'm in the United States of America again. I'm on soil. I'm on friendly soil. Fuck. Ever our fucking roads are terrible. Ooh, this is nice though. God, I am in bad shape, guys. I mean figuratively and literally. These long drives are like, I don't know. Like, if you don't do them often, then you don't even listen to this, because I could do that. I just get in the truck and drive for 20 hours, no big deal. Fuck, all you do is sit there. Go fuck yourself. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And if you do these, I don't even know how fucking truck drivers, you guys should get a fucking medal. And like, I guarantee you live like 10 years less. Holy fuck, this sucks. I am like 6.5 hours from home, which means I've been on the road for about 12. Holy fuck. Yeah. And I've had some struggles, as always. But this time it's not my doing. Holy fuck. Let's see. Well, in the last town I was in... Well, let's just start with Canada. You guys, for my fucking 3 Canadian listeners, you guys need to get your government to get their shit together. Like, for one thing, I don't feel like I was on, like, what we would have called the interstate, cruising, and I went and I needed some food. I didn't need it, but I wanted some food to keep me awake, because I've had about 6 hours of sleep in the last 2 days. But I wanted some food. For whatever reason, the entrepreneurs out here don't put fucking, like, fast food restaurants on the edge of town or of your cities, even. I had to go clear into town, where my GPS was like taking me around every major city that I went through. So I was like, oh, fuck it. It's not longer to go this way. I'll just cut right through. You know, I'm on the interstate, which, or whatever, the fucking 4-lane. And, yeah. I stopped it. There was like 4 batches of fucking construction and a train in the middle of fucking town, which I'm not surprised by the train, but holy fuck. Like, that much, I don't know. Maybe that's normal. Maybe our cities do the same. Our cities fucking suck too. I'm ragging on you. All cities blow ass. But I feel like on the outskirts of town would be a good place to put a fucking Wendy's or a fucking McDonald's or something. Jesus Christ. I mean, they're close to the... I'm talking like exiting... Like exiting right into the fucking drive-thru. That's how ours are. I want to exit and I want to be in the drive-thru. I don't want to be driving into town fucking 5 miles. 1 mile even. Whatever. Alright, quit bitching, Jake. How? That's what this podcast is all about! And then in the last town I was in, I'm in Montana now. Tiny little town. They got the entire fucking main highway tore to fuck. Oh, I love this time of year. Goddamn fat construction workers holding stop signs. So I stopped and then was was sitting there for fucking forever, and I was at, I needed to actually turn on the road. I wasn't even in the line where the pilot car was coming. I was in the line perpendicular to that. So I was even, so anyway, I ended up hitting a side street and going around it, found a spot. I was like, oh, I fucking just crushed everybody that was in line. Got across it, got a little farther down that road, and they're fucking working on another fucking street in town. And this is a tiny town. I mean, like the size of where I live. I mean, it's not very big. Working on another street. So I turn to detour around that, and I end up in somebody's fucking, like, back alley, dead end. I don't know. I mean, it sounds like I'm just a retard, which I am, 100%. But it was just frustrating as fuck. I just wanted to get the fuck out of there. But I'm back on the fast road, as I was telling my kids. We're going on the fast road, kids. So buckle up tight. Jake, do you not buckle your kids all the time? Are you a terrible parent, you fuck? Hey, I didn't say that. I just said we buckle up for sure on the fast roads. Good thing no cops listen to this. You're probably out there thinking, Jake, I don't give a fuck about any of this. Like, what? Like, tell us about the hunt and shut the fuck up. All right. I will. It was a good one. All right, everybody. I'll talk to you next. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, you'd probably fucking like that. Like, holy shit. My dream's come true. He's fucking shutting her down. So, let's see. When did I leave? I left on Friday. It is Wednesday. I took off Friday morning after I dropped the kids off at school. And, I better check my... Hang on, I gotta check my maps here. Make sure I'm not... What the fuck? Come on. You fucking cocksucker! Open up! Oh, I'm gonna murder somebody. Big Daddy's gonna murder. Alright, I'm on the right road, but I got 15 miles, I'm turning. Alright, left on Friday after I dropped the kids off at school and babysitter. Not school, but daycare or whatever. Preschool. Dropped them off. Had some donuts with the kids. And then, don't worry, I earned my donut. I got up and crushed some souls! I ran a few miles at 4 a.m. And then I ate a donut. Okay? That's how I roll. You know what's funny is a lot of people have told me that they love that shit because it's fucking real. These assholes out there fucking working out, taking pictures of nothing but quinoa and fucking lettuce and shit. Like, go fuck yourself. Maybe if that is what all you eat, good for you. I feel bad for you. Your life, you're gonna live a little longer than me, but fuck, who wants to with that shit? I gotta get back to eat. Like, I am fucking getting a little fat. I'm going back the other way again. But circle back to where I was at. So I left on Friday, and on the way up, a lot of times when I go on these trips, if I'm driving, I don't like to, honestly. This is about as far as I'll drive, but honestly, usually I would fly, but, I mean, it's only 18 and a half hours. I don't like to go much farther than that. I'll just fly. But regardless, I split it up into 2 days, nice leisurely drive, drove to Saskatoon, got me a hotel, went out for a steak. You know, pampered myself a bit. kind of a huntcation, if you will. And, so, I know you don't give a shit about that, but I'm telling you the story, and I got time to kill, and I am fucking barely keeping my fucking eyes open, because I am tired, and you'll know why shortly, but, just bear with me, because I'm going to tell you a lot of mundane bullshit. So then I got up the next day, and my buddy Kevin, he's like, I said, well, what time do we need to get in the stand, you know? He's like, he does, let's just get this fucking shit out of the way. He doesn't right now, but he's the guy that I hunt moose with. He come out and hunt turkeys with me. He's been a buddy of mine for a lot of years. Another buddy of mine that lives up there, Daryl, he was coming to hang out. Kevin just hunter hosted me. He doesn't have the tags. He didn't have tags this year. He's like, I got a bait. Come up. We'll hang out, you know, bullshit, catch up. So anyway, if you're wondering if it's a good place to go on a bear hunt, yes, it will. He's getting it set up, folks. He's getting it set up. And he's actually buying a lodge. The fishing there is... We didn't get to do enough fishing. I wish I'd had more time. It's going to be a sweet spot that he's got. And then he's going to do bear hunts with fishing... Like, fuck, the lodge is on the lake. It's pretty badass. But I was just staying at his house, and, you know, we're just kind of... Just... It was a buddy thing. God, that's like... That's all, like, old fucking Trad Jesus talking about how every fucking outfitter he knows is his... It's his buddy. He don't go guided, you know? He fucking trains those guides. He's a trainer. He doesn't pay for hunts. He don't need no guide. Oh, fuck. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is he's a buddy. It basically like he was guiding me, but no money changed hands. I don't know what the fucking rules are. Guiding me meaning he had the bait and fucking showed me where the stand was. Sat with me one night and filmed. I don't know. Like I said, this shit I ain't gonna fucking dive into those weeds. I don't really give a fuck. End of that fucking pile of dog shit that came out of my mouth is that he hunter hosted me, but yes, he is gonna do hunts in the future, and yes, he's the guy I would recommend. I get that question a lot. Where do I go bear hunting? Go to fucking Canada. And up until now, I haven't had a guy to tell somebody to go with. Because the guy I've hunted up there with before retired. And I've just been kind of going here and there. Going to Alaska, hunting with buddies, doing shit like that the last few years. All right. Now that I've fucking had some mouth diarrhea for a few minutes, let's get back to the story. I got in that night. We were, he's like, ah, dude, the bears are showing up late, which is normal. And jumped in the stand. We weren't going to get in the stand till late, like 7. So I got up that day and went for a run, you know. I didn't check out of the hotel till like 11:30 and drove the rest of the way. It was nice and leisurely as opposed to the drive home, which has been nice and horrible. Got there, grabbed our shit, and we were a little bit late. Went and got in the stand, sat quiet till dark, didn't have anything come in, checked the camera, and Kevin shot a fucking beast of a fucking bear on this bait like 2 weeks ago, or a week ago, week and a half ago. There was quite a few different bears on it. He had a blonde, which I wanted so bad. Wasn't a big bear, but a Oh, God, I want to... I'm up there... Here, I'm just... Disclaimer, folks. I am up there looking for meat. And I know. Shoot a bigger one, there's more meat. Go fuck yourself. I get it. There's plenty of meat on a 200-pounder. And I don't know. Like, whatever. Them big old boars... They probably don't taste as good. That's what we tell ourselves. All of us meat hunters. I shoot them fawns because they taste better than them big bucks. Big bucks get all rutted up and they taste like dog shit. That's what we tell ourselves. But anyway, so I was, you know, just, I was going to shoot whatever, but I think what had happened is his bear had kind of run all those animals off and kind of stirred them up. So they were kind of hitting real, sparingly. Like sometimes they'd be there like 10 o'clock in the morning, sometimes in the dark, sometimes at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Like it was fairly sporadic. And I think that blonde never showed up again. And I think what happened, if I remember right, is that big bear. And I mean, this motherfucker weighed like 450 some pounds. Like a 21 inch skull. I mean, this motherfucker, you know, he's a big grizzly. Like, holy shit. So anyway, I think that bear kind of stirred some shit up. So that first night we didn't see anything. Then we decided that there was a little bit of action in the morning. So we sat the next morning, which is fucking new to me. Like, I've never bear hunted in the morning. The only time I've hunted in the middle of the day was in Alaska, because black bears won't come in when the brown bears, you know, if you're on a brown bear bait, the black bears are there during the day, the brown bears are there at night. It was new, but what sucked is it didn't get dark till like 10:30. By the time we got back to the house and got to bed, it's like 11:30. And we're getting up at fucking like 3 to go get in the stand before, I mean, shooting light was at like 4:20. So we had to, you know, we wanted to be in there a little, like at 4. Oh, God. I mean, not that it matters. We were getting like 3-4 hours that night. And then, so we sat that morning, didn't see anything. Got out, took a little snoozer in the middle of the day. So I did catch up a little bit, not much. I don't sleep well during the day. And then that day, me and Kevin went fishing with his wife and his little baby, his new little baby. And I should have had him on the podcast. I thought about it. We were driving back from fishing one day and we were all sitting in the truck. I should have just done it, but God, it's such a cunt. I don't know. I don't mind having guys on, and I've had those guys on before when I was moose hunting, but, next time I'll have Kevin on. Because I am going to go moose hunting with him again. But here we are. We went fishing. Where I'm from, like, nobody likes northerns. Like, a northern is like the like when they catch them, like, goddamn fucking snakes. Goddamn it. Yeah, fuck. Yeah, you know, whatever. So, and me, and they're always pretty small. The ones that I've caught in the past are literally like little fucking snakes, you know. They don't, so we've never kept any northerns back home. You know, my dad always said they were a pain in the ass to clean with the Y bones, whatever. I don't know, but you know, we just never caught any worth keeping. So we're out there, I hook into one, and it's like, it back home it would be a goddamn giant, you know, I mean, it's a fucking, but it's like a peewee. Kevin's like, fucking, that's a tiny one. Tiny, tiny one. And then I hook into another one, and this one's a little better. I think it was like somewhere between 6.5-7 pounds. I mean, it's a big fucking fish, like, for me. And then Kevin's wife caught one or two, and then Kevin caught one or two. He had a fucking giant fucking walleye on, and God, that's what I wanted. I wanted one so bad. I wanted a big ass walleye, and because, you know, we're back home, well, you know, every now and then you'll catch 20 or maybe a 21. You'll get a decent one. But the one he had probably was like 24, 25. And I'm talking inches, not centimeters. These guys are like, it's like 60. I'm like, what the fuck, 60 what? Anyway. he had it right to the boat. The cocksucker kicked the lure, which sucks. I hate that. But we did see it, and it was a big one. But anyway, we went back out. We got rained out at that point. Basically, right after that, it started looking like it was going to rain. So we took the boat out, went back, had some supper, jumped back in the black in the tree stand, and didn't have any luck that night. Didn't see anything, and I was starting to be like. So we checked the camera, and we're like, "Fuck, these bears are just like there's a deep good bear on it at." Like 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and then a smaller bear at like 4 in the afternoon, and it's fair, like it's been there less, or some bears. And then there was a sow with cubs, and they'd been in there, or a cub, and they were just all there from like noon to fucking 5. So I was like, fuck it. So I went and got in the stand that next day. We didn't get up early that day. Went and got in the stand, and I know these stories about fucking baited hunts are probably not riveting. You want me to be talking about the back country, but I digress, because that's what I'm hunting, so go fuck yourself. If you don't want to listen to it, shut it off. I still got the download, so thank you for that. Not that I fucking care, not that it matters. You know, my numbers aren't great. Nobody's calling to advertise. Thank God I don't want that shit anyway. So I sat all afternoon and then it started raining about an hour in. Oh, my phone's talking to me. Hang on. Take a left here. What the fuck? Okay. Yeah, it rained on me that afternoon, but it quit right towards evening. I was like, oh, this is going to be money. This is going to be good. You know, everything should come in right at dark. And I was actually sitting by myself. No, I take that back. I actually got out of the stand at 5. Like I said, this is a little... We hunted a little differently because we weren't... This was more like... hunting your own stand, just making decisions. Like when you're at a outfit, you know, they take you out about, you know, whatever time, 2-3 in the afternoon, drop you off, and you sit on your nuts for fucking 6 hours, and then the last hour you see bears. That's bear hunting in a very tight nutshell. I mean, obviously it's different. Bears come in, it depends on where you're at. Yeah. Anyway, it doesn't fucking matter. But we got out of the stand, we had some supper, and Daryl had showed up, so he jumped. He was gonna go sit with me that evening, same spot. We went, crawled in the stand, and he was filming, and then that night, right at dark. I see a bear. That's the thing I love about bear hunting. I don't know if I'll ever get sick of hunting bears over bait. I love spotting, stalking them too, because I've done that. I think I could get into slope hunting for sure. I could, but it's just so much fucking fun. They just show up out of nowhere. They make no noise. Usually they make no noise anyway. I just look up and here's a bear coming. I get Daryl's attention. And it's not a big bear, but, you know, I mean, it's a bear I'll shoot. It's a mature enough bear. Like, I'll shoot the fucking thing. Comes in and our goddamn wind's right at our back. Right to the bait. And been kind of swirling in there. sometimes you could smell the bait, which made you want to fucking vomit. And then sometimes you couldn't, and that's when it was not good. The wind was going the wrong way. But he caught some wind he didn't like, so he was nervous. And he turned and walked in a big-ass circle back the way he came. Big circle, and then he did come in. He finally came back around from the right. And he got right behind the barrel walking and kind of stopped, was looking around. And then he started walking again. And right then, I was like, all right, he's not looking up. He's, you know, looking forward. He's nervous, but I think I can, you know, I think he'll give me a couple of seconds to draw and shoot. I was fucking wrong. I barely put tension on a string. I mean, my movement was just barely. And he must have been, had been fucked with by other bears, because he come out of his goddamn skin and just hauled ass straight away. And Kevin's the only one that's hunted this bait, so he hasn't fucked with these bears. And a lot of times, I mean, they're used to human scent. They're, you know, you're in there baiting and shit. And a lot of times, I don't know, I'm not gonna fucking act like I know everything about bear baiting and all that shit. But usually, like, even if he would have caught movement out of the corner of his eye, I thought, I got enough to anchor and shoot. And he's only fucking 14 yards away. I should be able to smoke him. But he hightailed it out of there. And that was that evening. And so that was, fuck. Today is, let's see, today's Wednesday. Yeah, that was Monday night. And of course, I go that day, like, my little kids, guys, my little children have figured out, and I've been gone. This spring's been, I'm gone a lot, as you guys well know. If you follow me at all, you guys are always fucking like, must be nice, fucking, don't you have a job? but, anyway, yeah, the kids are, my little daughter is, and I think part of it's genuine, and I think part of it is fucking just trying to get out of bedtime. You know, she's starting to start falling apart on my wife at bedtime and telling her she misses dad. And I know she does, but you know how kids are. You know how they get. They find something that works to delay the fucking process of bedtime, and they'll use it. But anyway, she's crying on the phone because my wife, God bless her soul, she knows better. She always knows better than the... Because I told her, I said, as soon as I shoot a bear, I'll turn and burn. I'll head back, you know, probably fish a day or so. But I don't... you know, I could be... Fuck, I said, I could be headed... You know, I figured a couple of nights in the stand with the pictures I was getting, it'd be over, and I figured maybe I'd head home Monday or Tuesday. I said, but the latest, I'm coming home, I'll be home Thursday night, the latest, because I have to set up for our 3D shoot, which if you're not coming to that, I've got some fucking people backing out on that, you cocksuckers. You guys are going to miss out, because it's going to be fucking awesome. I feel bad for you, it's going to be fun, but, I got to set that up on Friday, so I was like, well, late. So anyway, my wife knows, but she, for whatever reason, or she made mention that dad might be home on Tuesday, and Lex held on to that. I know you guys don't care about this, but this is all a part of the fucking story. Like, I want to share the things that, it's so funny to me, because I see some posts and people doing, you know, extended or like their first out of state, out of, you know, or outfitted hunt away from home. And they're like bewildered by certain things that are commonplace for me now. And I'm like, maybe if I fucking actually talk about some of these just mundane things, somebody will actually like kind of know what to expect. Sometimes it's just common sense, but so that's why you're getting the full, the rest of the story. Who remembers Bob Harvey? Is it Bob? I think it's Bob Harvey. Fuck, I remember that guy from when we were kids. Anyway. So, yeah, anyway, I'm on the phone with my daughter on Monday, and she's crying. She's like, Dad, are you coming home tomorrow? And I said, no, sweetie, I don't think so. I won't be home tomorrow unless, you know, if I shoot one tonight. She just starts bawling. So, anyway, the reason I tell you that is because it definitely tugs on the old heartstrings. It hurts. You got to do what you got to do. It is tough. I don't know how to tell you to manage it. It's just like any mental part of hunting. You got to get through it and do your best. You know, I've got to spend a bunch of time with her when I get home, and I spent a bunch of time with her before I left. But anyway, so they're getting that little. So I'm like, fuck, I got to get out of here. You know, not that I need to get out of there, but I need to. It's getting a little bit unnerving that we haven't seen. This is the only bear we've seen, and this place is loaded with bears, so I don't know what the fuck happened. And I know this is not sounding like a selling point for my buddy, but this is, like I said, this is rare. He had a bunch of, we had a camera, and there was a ton of pictures on it before, so I don't know if that big bear just dominated that bait and pushed everything off, and they just haven't made it back. That's probably what happened. But regardless, I'm like, fuck it. So we get done hunting that night, and it's super late. It's like, by the time we get done bullshitting, you know, Daryl is there. I haven't seen him in fucking forever. We bullshit till like midnight, and I'm like, I gotta go to bed, guys. I had decided, and he has a buddy that has another bait that was, he was like, yeah, man, come sit, whatever. So I was like, all right. So I was like, fuck it. He said he's got a good bear hitting it in the morning and in the evening. I was like, all right, fuck it, I'm going tomorrow morning. It's 30 some minute drive. I went to bed at midnight and I got up at 3. Holy fuck, I was beat down. Got up, drove to the bait. I'd only been there once. Kevin dropped me a pin, drove over there by myself. You know, walked in. It was a really short walk. Got in the stand. It was a big ladder stand. And got up there, got all situated. I was in there about 4:10-ish, 4:10 and 4:15. And shooting light was 4:20, I think. No. I think it was 4:20 or 4:25, something like that. I was in there probably 15 minutes before shooting light. Okay. And just sitting there, I'm not shitting you, 4:30, here comes this bear. And it looks like a fucking giant to me. It's so funny how bears will do that to you. It comes, and what happened is it come right past the bait, walked straight to below my, I mean, seriously, right under my fucking stand, and was just looking around. It was looking up in the stand at me, but I don't think it could really tell what was up. Then it went off to the side, and I'm like shaking. I was actually when it walked to the base of my stand, I couldn't even see it because I had a coat over my legs. And I was like, if this fucking ladder starts moving, I'm standing up and shooting that fuck shish kebab and the shit out of this bear. And then it walked over beside me, and I'm looking straight down. It looks like a big fucking bear. Then it stands up, and it's just sniffing the air. I'm like, oh my God, this bear has to, it's gonna, you know, I was kind of gun shy after the night before that, and where I'm in a different stand, different bear, so I was like, shit. And then it walks straight away from me back towards the bait, but it goes to the left, and it's quartering really hard, and there's like a trail that goes around the bait on that side, kind of an open area. I'm in my head thinking this bear is gonna just, it legitimately is quartering semi-hard away from me and doing that thing where it's turning back, turns and looks back at me. It's not a shot that I like, because it's a very tight fucking window. You got the crease of the shoulder, and an ass on the other side. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? And normally I wouldn't take this shot. I mean, I know it's a, it, you know, I've got a shot. It's not like I'm taking a unmakeable shot, but it's a very tight shot. I would normally not take this shot, but I knew what was going to happen. I knew it was just going to turn and walk straight away from me. Of course, it could have turned and went to the, you know, bait that's off to the right. It could have done that easy. And I mean, the fucking bait's only 15 yards. It was only, I mean, it was standing 14. It was probably 14 yards. So I know it's a close shot. So I feel confident in it. I draw back and fucking send a laser beam. And I say that because I was actually shooting lighted nocks. Laser beam. What looks perfect. And I hear it hit hard bone, like crack, you know. And I watch it run off with arrow sticking out the side. Arrow looks, it's on its left side, so it's not where I can really see it. It's running kind of straight away from me. To me, it looks perfect. Like, I'm like, oh, fuck, it should be perfect. But whenever you deal with the shoulder on any animal, just like that fucking axis deer, there's a chance. I mean, and especially when they're quartering like that, I've seen or heard, I've had it happen where the arrow will hit a rib and deflect and go, you know, up in that pocket and miss the vitals. Like that fucking axis deer that I shot, when he moved and he was pulling his fucking scapulas back, I mean, he basically just made that fucking arrow dance around the vitals. I mean, shit can happen when they're not perfectly broadside, but, I mean, sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do. I'm not saying take a fucking unethical shot. That, to me, was a fully ethical shot, and it turned out to be a good idea. But anyway, I waited, listened. I was hoping I'd just hear a death moan and just go over there and get it, but I never did. So I come out of the stand. I told them guys what happened. They're like, come back. We'll have some breakfast. We'll let it sit a couple hours, which that's kind of a smart idea. I wanted to go look right away. I wanted to go look fucking right now. But went back, had some breakfast. Kevin was headed to work. He had to work that morning, so me and Daryl ate some breakfast. That was yesterday morning anyway, by the way. And I'm not shitting you, I shot that fucker like 4:45. So anyway, I got back. What's this motherfucker doing? Oh, yeah. I got back. We had breakfast. Then we, sorry, I'm looking at my map. We headed back. And the thing about bears, if you've hunted bears, you know this. They don't bleed real well. They soak up blood real well. And anytime you tuck an arrow tight to that scapula or that shoulder, it can be where they don't bleed a lot for a while anyway, for the first few yards. I mean, it can be pretty fucking, yeah, let's see which way I'm going here. Yeah, it can be a little rough, I won't lie. So we were tracking footprints, and we didn't go very far. We only went probably, oh shit, we probably found the arrow at like 40 yards. Jesus, more goddamn construction? Fuck you! Anyway, we find the arrow, and there's blood on the first, I don't know, 12 inches. And I'm like, and Daryl, bless his heart, he's actually a guide that I met while I was moose hunting up there many years ago, and we just became good friends, and now we hunt together off and on, and anytime I'm up hunting with Kevin, he comes and hangs out. So he looks at the arrow and he's like, that doesn't look very good. I was like, fuck, I know I didn't fucking stick it in the shoulder, man. It's all a split second, you know. If you don't have it on film, you just have what your memory, and your memory can fuck with you 100%, and it does often fuck with you. So anyway, we're standing there looking at this arrow, and my hopes and dreams are fucking starting to get dashed. I'm like, God damn it. You know, I felt good about everything. And Daryl, like, I'm looking at the arrow, and Daryl's like, he gets down, and he starts looking through his binos. And I look around the tree that he's looking at, and I see a black blob. Like, 30 yards from us, 20 yards from us. Not far. Like, oh, shit. And, like, is it dead? He's like, I think so, but, so I get an arrow on, and I start sneaking over there. Wow. It fucking deader than a goddamn doornail. Just, the thing of it is, like, you can't always go completely off of blood. And what had happened, so I, here I'm gonna toot my horn a little. Toot, toot. I placed that fucking arrow as perfect as you can get it. Just right behind the crease of the shoulder at that angle. It went through and fucking busted out the... This is weird, though. It's crazy. It's actually real crazy. It went through and hit the far leg. And you know how a bear, if you've ever seen a bear, they look like a goddamn human being when they're skinned out. They've just got like a... like a forearm, like a muscular forearm, and it didn't go through the bone, but it went clear through the fucking leg and poked out the other side. It had a huge broadhead hole on the other side of the, but it didn't puncture the hide. So it must have just went through and then bounced back off, basically, just said, you know, while it started running, it just bounced back and didn't break. I mean, not to be a salesman for fucking day six arrows, but that's most other arrows would have broke as it, being through the shoulder and being through all that meat as it was running and shearing that shit. That's neither here nor there. Plus it was kind of crazy when that fucking broadhead was so sharp like just a fine little touch up and it's ready to go again. I'm sorry. I look like a fucking moron cause this guy's staring at me. I'm sitting at a goddamn light and the pilot car guy's fucking looking at me, talking to myself in my fucking truck. But what the fuck is this guy looking? He's making me nervous, guys. So, where was I? Oh, yeah, the broadhead, found the bear. Not a giant bear, but a good bear. And, again, I don't give a fuck. I mean, it was the bear I was in there after. So, I think we looked at the camera. It looked like there might have been another bear in there that was maybe a shade bigger. But who gives a fuck? Took some pictures, hauled the bear home, fucking skinned it, and, quartered. There is a lot of meat on a bear. It's kind of crazy. What the fuck? Yeah, it's pretty crazy the amount of meat you get off of a fucking bear. And that's what I was there for. So, and I am all of that meat, all of it, will be roast. Every last bit of it will be a roast. Bear is the best fucking roast and stew meat. I mean, obviously, it's got trichinosis, so you got to slow cook it. And it's such a greasy, fatty meat that it makes for a real... nice roast meat. So I'll pretty much make the whole thing into that, you know, that's what I'll use it for. And I got all that Axis deer meat that is, I got that pig done. So I'm pretty happy with my meat situation right now. That sounds kind of funny, doesn't it? Same as 60. 60 minutes is all I get. I'm at 45. Well, so anyway, yesterday morning I shot that bear. I did take a little snooze in the afternoon. We got it all taken care of, then took a little snooze in the afternoon for a little bit, and then we were going to go jump in the boat and go fishing for the evening, because I wanted to get the meat frozen. I could have left yesterday, but it would have been like afternoon. I wouldn't have made it very far. Then I still would have had a long fucking drive today, and I wouldn't have had the frozen meat. So I was like, all right, I'm just going to take off super early tomorrow, get some rest. You know, I'm going to be driving and I don't want to be doing it on 3 hours of sleep, which is what I ended up doing anyway. So we go grab the fish and stuff. We grab Kevin's dad's boat. We go out, we throw the boat in, and it'd been raining pretty much all afternoon. I mean, pissing rain. And I didn't care. I was fucking napping. And we get out there, and you can see the sky is pretty dark on the other side. It doesn't look great, but it's not too windy. I mean, it doesn't look too bad. So we've dumped the boat in, and there's like two boats coming off the water looking at us like, you guys are fucking stupid. So we go out, we troll around, the wind starts picking up. Daryl caught a, what they call a jack. I don't know why they call everything a jack for some fucking reason. And which is a pike, northern. He caught a little jack. It wasn't big. It was like the first one I caught, just a fish. And the fucking wind come up. We're in this little tiny, like, 13, 14-foot Lund. with, like, a 9-horsepower motor or 20. I don't know what the fuck it had on it. We're not far from the boat dock. And it was pretty rough. We fucking hightailed it back to the boat dock. Thank God we weren't too far in, because it was... It got pretty rough there. Fucking raining. Couldn't see. White capping. So they ruined my fishing. It ruined my goddamn fishing evening. And by the time we got out of there, got back to his house, and I cooked him up some turkey. And that was it. That was the fucking... It was, again... Like 11:30 when I went to bed. I got all my shit put together. I know you don't care, but I threw all my shit together. By the time I went to bed, it was 11:30, and then I got up at 2:45 and fucking grabbed my meat and headed out. So I'm tired. After all that ear fucking I did, I did it all so I could tell you that I'm fucking tired. And so if this podcast sucked, well, blame it on my no fucking rest, my bad attitude towards construction, road construction, and just my all-round pissy demeanor. All right, well, that's the podcast for you today, folks. If you are anywhere in the area, I'm going to post this probably tomorrow, actually. I'm going to let it go out for your viewing, or for your listening pleasure. I'm going to let it go out tomorrow, so if you hear this and you're within 100 miles of Shadron, northwest Nebraska, or even farther, fuck it, come from wherever. We're going to have a good time. It's going to be a good shoot. It's going to be fun. I got all those big, awesome targets, those new targets, elk and a big-ass grizzly bear, big caribou. Yeah, it's going to be a good time. We're going to have some fun shots and some awesome prizes. So come on out and shoot with us. All right. Well, you guys know you know the drill. Get your fucking asses back to work. And I'll talk to you next week.